Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Fetish Locator. So, let's go ahead and get started. Obviously, City of Broken Dreamers won't be coming this time. By the way, I think I'm done with that game. Already. I know we didn't do much, but it is what it is. Let's just go on with this. Make her worship your cock instead. There's nothing else we can do. I want you to worship me. I want you to have nothing but my cock in your hand.
What cock on your mind?
Oh. Well, you know why?
Somebody's got an oral.
I added that. I want you to have nothing but my cock in your mind. I want you to focus on nothing else but me.
Cock on their mind.
Understand? Yes, sir. Sir. Well, what are you waiting for? Christmas?
This cock ain't gonna suck itself, lady. Like a seasoned pro.
Did you like that, sir? Keep going.
Didn't tell you to stop. Don't stop till you get 10 gallons.
Enough. Would you please fuck me now, sir? Make her use her feet or fuck her?
Fuck her. Feet just never did it for me.
Yeah, but we do have feet fans here. I'm gonna fuck you into the table and you're going to take it. Understood? You're gonna scream for me and you're gonna make it clear to everyone around here just how much you love getting railed by me.
Yes.
I want you. I want that. Make me scream. I want everyone to hear how I'm yours.
Yeah, doll.
Sound like a lady from Venture Brothers.
Yeah, I'm
no
a part of a world evil organization.
Yes, right there.
That's the spot, doll. With the orgasm.
Yes.
Did you walk through dog shit on the way here?
Yeah, doll.
It's almost got flat feet. You know, I wore those shoes that you came in. Oh, you probably got turned on by it, didn't you? Did you get caught? People could smell it. No one said anything, but I could see it on their faces.
Something smells like jizz and foot sweat.
And let me guess, that turned you on as well, didn't it? So much.
Did you glaze your feet with donut? Like an untouched butthole. She must bleach. Sure you can.
Yes, yes, God, fuck me harder. Oh, by the way, they announced a whole new series, and the first season's already done. It's called Taboo University, and it's the prequel to Fetish Locator. So, when we get done with Fetish Locator, we'll probably be playing Season 1 of Taboo University. Yes, stretch me out. God, that feels so good.
Somebody's snowballing. It's when you kiss someone after they've had their cock in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, they do that all the time in these games, and I don't get it.
But, oh, well, you know, it's cyber. There's no real jizz in your mouth.
Please, please, come inside of me. Fill me up. I want your cum. I want every drop of it. Give it to me.
Boy, he must be on steroids. Those testicles are tiny as...
Yeah, oh yeah, for real. What the hell's going on with his balls?
Did he have a squirrelectomy? It's where you get your nuts from a squirrel transplant. No, it's fucking made up.
Oh,
he just got tiny nuts.
Oh, okay. I was like, Look, well, I was trying to...
Pretty gullible there.
Is that... Hold on now.
There's
like,
a guy I know, it's Grandpa, used to tell him you could tell if it was a boy squirrel in the tree by shaking the limbs because you could hear the nuts rattling. And he was out there fucking shaking trees like a retard. But, yeah, those were the days where you really knew who your friends were.
Snipe hunt. Snipe hunt. My old man got me with snipe hunt.
No, I've never snipe hunted. I never even heard about it until I saw a King of the Hill episode.
I don't know. My old man knew about it before.
We went actual hunting and we shot stuff.
Oh, I know.
And they were delicious.
Don't push it out. I want you to walk around all day with my cum dripping out of you.
Yes.
What's that snail trail you're leaving, lady? Pay for your grapes and get the hell out of this grocery store.
You have received 6 points.
We've had 5 slips on all 5.
That's nice, I guess. Dude, we're 85 fucking points.
Boy.
Hey.
I didn't know you had a side like that to you.
I mean, they just
really
don't know how pregnancy works. Just leave the jizz inside of you. You should be good.
You've always been such
a gentleman. Or ovulating or something. You know that?
I didn't know you had such a dominant side as well.
Yeah.
Do you like that side? You better.
Always wanted to.
30 minutes later.
Back a girl up into a corner.
Hmm.
And she could never pull back. She
hey, Grim, glad you can make it.
Sure.
Hannah texted me that I should meet you here.
Yes.
Yup, I'm supposed to take you to her.
Oh,
why didn't she just tell me where to meet her? Because I know where she is, dumbass. She's on her boat. Come on, let's walk and talk. Boat? The nearest water I know of.
Uh-huh.
Yep, we'll take a bus there. Anyway, there was something I wanted to talk to you about. Actually, there was something I wanted to ask you about as well. Go ahead. You're a bartender, right?
Yes.
Yep, going on about a year now. So you know how to handle drinks and difficult situations. There are 3 things under the bar if I need them. A shotgun, a foobar, and a phone. What's a foobar?
Oh.
It's a part tomahawk, part crowbar, part multi-tool. Mostly it's an effective club that can be explained as a utility tool. It fucks up stuff beyond all recognition.
Okay.
Everybody keeps quoting Saving Private Ryan.
What was Hannah so concerned about your safe? That's where that came from?
Yep. Foobar. And then the translator always, I've looked in the German dictionary everywhere. Cause they're like, it's German. He's like, I cannot find that word. He's like, it's slang or something like that. He keeps asking the Germans. It's funny.
So why was Hannah so concerned about your safety at Men's Party last week? That's actually related to what I wanted to talk to you about. Oh. I mean, obviously I don't have the usual tools when I tend bar outside the bar. You still seem quite capable of handling yourself in a sticky situation. Well, I used to be an athlete. I know some martial arts and taught a few self-defense classes.
Huh.
You're an athlete? I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
Were, past tense. Back in my younger and stupider days.
Hey.
I don't think there's anything stupid about being
younger.
An athlete.
I mean, how much younger? Embryo, or?
No, there isn't. Anyway, tales for another time.
Yeah.
Right, so why was Hannah so concerned? Well, there are a couple of reasons. One I can't say, the other I won't talk about.
Yeah.
I can guess one of those. You were working at that party for the same reason I was.
Yeah.
I can imagine. That's the one I won't talk about. Hannah learned about it somehow. She's certain that I'm being exploited. Aren't we?
Yes.
Yes, but anyway, I wanted to talk to you about the one I can't say. I'm lost. I can't talk about it because I don't know about it. I suspect that maybe you do.
Yeah.
I'm not getting less confused.
Yeah.
Hannah's paranoid. She sees threats everywhere. Sometimes she's right, sometimes she's not. She didn't used to be like that.
Hmm.
And you think I know why that is?
Huh?
Your friends, right? Has she ever told you about the senator?
No.
No.
Actually, no to...
No.
Both questions, but maybe it's better if Fiona thinks I'm friends with
Hannah. Sounds like his dad's Lauren Michaels. No, we have a really good show.
The senator is complicated.
Yeah.
I'm guessing we have time. Well, let's start with what you already know.
Okay.
Huh? What do you know about us? Hmm. Anna said you're her sister.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. What else? That's about it.
Hmm.
Oh, boy. Well, for starters, Hannah is 2.5 minutes older than me.
Huh?
You're twins?
Yeah.
Exactly. Fraternal, not identical.
Hey.
I was gonna say you didn't, I was gonna say you didn't look that much alike. We shared a womb, not a zygote.
Womb age.
Hey.
I know the difference.
Oh.
Oh, right. College boy. Huh? So you're twins and she's the older sister. She's protected of you.
Yeah.
You got it. She's always been reliable and tried to succeed while I was usually looking for trouble.
Huh?
Tale as old as time, although you don't seem to be looking for trouble.
Song as old as rhyme.
I was a pretty wild child. I guess I've matured in the past few years. Did something happen? Something involving this senator?
Yeah.
Yeah, among other things. Sounds like there's a story there. I need to stay focused.
Anthony Weiner.
Who is he? The senator is our father. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Is there something you want me to tell? Is there something you want to tell me about him? I'd love to, but I don't know what it is. That's cryptic. You know that she used to hate the idea of tattoos? Strange. Not about 2 weeks after she started working for the senator, she got her first tat. Not yours?
Yeah.
Exactly. Huh. Tell me about your mother. Is that some kind of joke? I don't need psychotherapy. I need information and an outside perspective.
No.
Not a joke. No therapy. What does your mother think about her behavior? No idea. She's never really been in the picture. Oh, I didn't realize. It's not like they divorced or anything. She has her career and she's always there for the senator's campaigns, but...
Yeah.
She wasn't interested in being a mother? We always had nannies. Plural? They never stuck around for long. Our parents didn't want us getting attached to any of them. They weren't family. Sounds tough.
Yeah,
well, we're spoiled little rich girls. There were upsides and downsides. I can't even imagine. So your dad, sorry, the senator, was just as distant?
No.
Not when we were young. When we were children, he was always there and always spoiled us both. Maybe me more than Hannah. He always said that I was his favorite. Anyway, by the time we were teenagers, he had lost interest in either of us. I felt guilty for years, like I had done something to push him away. Hannah was always there for me, though. But she's gotten more distant ever since she started working for the senator. She's not just distant, she's different.
Hmm.
Let me get this straight. You and Hannah have known each other since before you were even born.
Yeah.
Now you fuck.
Yeah.
Most people do. I mean, you fuck each other. What? No. Hell no. Dude, she's my twin sister. Sorry, I guess I misunderstood. But you're both sexy, single, and attracted to women? She's bisexual. I'm pansexual. Wait a sec. What's the difference? As far as you're concerned, nothing. We both fuck whomever we find attractive. I'd love to hear about that someday. Someday I'll tell you all about our 18th birthday party. We invited the entire volleyball team. You both fucked the entire volleyball team?
No.
No, of course not. We only did what we wanted to do.
Oh.
Oh. Did that involve fucking most of the volleyball team?
Huh?
I'll tell you all about it sometime, but not now. Right. Focus. I'm sorry, I got kind of distracted. You were saying we're twins, known each other our entire lives, and are both sexually active. But not with each other.
Yes.
Right. So at some point, Hannah started working for your father.
Yeah.
The senator.
Yeah.
And since he's been paying more attention to her, and they've both been paying less attention to you.
Yeah.
Yup. And you suspect something is wrong with that? It might be a coincidence, but Hannah's been very strange since she took that job at his office.
Yeah.
You sure you're not jealous? Maybe I've changed my mind. Maybe I should just beat the living shit out of you and make sure you're so brain damaged that you can't remember this conversation. Fuck. Whoa. Give me one fucking reason I shouldn't put you in the coma ward.
Hey.
I can help you. I was just trying to sort out the possibilities.
Yeah.
I am not fucking jealous. If there's something twisted going on between these two, it isn't right. It doesn't sound like jealousy at all.
Uh-huh.
I believe you.
Yeah.
If he's hurting her, you need to tell me.
Yes.
I'll see what I can find out. Please don't hurt me. Alright, anyway, let's get on the damn bus. Okay. And don't mention any of this, even on the bus. I don't want anyone else to hear about it.
Yeah.
Right, there's a political career to think of here.
Yes.
And Hannah's reputation. I will not have her dragged in front of the media. Understood. After a short journey by bus.
Rich girls always like to play poor girls, I think.
If we aren't leaving the docks, why are we here? We're here because of the fetish of the day. You're gonna fuck my ass.
Okay.
This berth is close enough to maintain a strong cell phone signal, but far enough away that no one will hear me scream.
Okay.
You don't have to. Oh, yes, I do. There are two reasons for that. Do you want to hear what they are? I'm intrigued. Go ahead. First, it'll be worth more points, which we both need. Second, if we're going to do this, then we're going to do it my way. And your way involves screaming? It could. It probably will. Fucking hell. Why? Look, I'm not one of those fuck me in the ass because I like Jeebus assholes. I want pain. I want it to hurt. I want you to hurt me while you do this. Huh. Why would you want that? I have my reasons. Just fucking do it.
So she didn't enjoy it.
Let's be specific. What do you want me to do? Have you ever done any role playing? Like playing doctor or sleeping with a sexy cheerleader?
No.
Not exactly. I was thinking about along the lines of rough sex. Slapping, choking, bondage, that sort of thing?
Yes.
Give it a try.
Yes, but also screaming, fighting, struggling, calling each other names. Kinda. It didn't turn out well. It became frighteningly serious. Perfect. Do that. I'm not sure this is a good idea. Nothing bad is going to happen.
Kill Glass, yeah. Maybe. Well, did this.
Is there anything else I should know? For this roleplay, you're going to be playing an abusive father, and I'm going to pretend to be your submissive daughter. What? Let's just pretend it's a game. And in that scenario, I'm going to...
Yes,
you're going to fuck my ass. I don't know, you really caught me off guard with this. Listen, I want this. This is my fantasy. Just do this for me. She did say abusive father, right?
Okay. It's a make-a-wish. Do it her way, dammit.
I don't like the idea of that, but let's try it.
Well, I mean, yeah. If that's what she did, do
like... Alright, let's say I do this. You get to use me, abuse me, and fuck my ass. What else do you want? I don't know, some assurance that I won't suffer any consequences? You want me to write you a permission slip? I want to know that you won't change your mind and complain afterwards. Exactly. Take me. Do whatever you want. You sure about this? I want it. Fine. Strip for me, bitch. Bitch? What? Would you prefer that I call you cunt? Yes. Fine then, cunt. Apparently the C word is very, very popular in Australia. They use that a lot. Take out my cock and fuck your mouth with it, whore.
Probably a lot of European places.
She's gonna have to do something about that. You added an extra sound effect there.
Extra calories.
You can do better than that, cunt. I've heard that your mouth is better than a Hoover, so quit fucking around and really suck me. That's more like it, fuckhole. That's enough of that, slut. I'm disappointed, whore. I was led to believe your mouth was an unparalleled experience, but you're just another fucking slut. You think if your half-assed blowjob, you'll... You think that your half-assed blowjob... No. We'll try that again. You think if you half-ass the blowjob, you'll get out of this easily? No, sir. Who the fuck do you think you are? Who the fuck do you think I am? Please. Change your mind, cunt. Do you want me to stop this? No, daddy. What did you say, cunt? Please, Daddy, let me try again. Fine, do it properly this time. I'm sorry. Less talking, more sucking. That's what I'm talking about. Fuck yes. You live up to expectations after all, cunt. Let's not drag this out. Oh, fuck. What did you say, cunt? Oh, fuck me, master. That's not what you called me before, slut. Please fuck my ass, sir. Try again, whore. Please fuck my ass, daddy. That's more like it, cunt. This is so fucked up. Please. Shut the fuck up, cunt. This is what she said she wanted.
Uh-oh. She really came that one.
Please. Did I tell you to talk, whore? I hope I'm not pushing her too far. No, I think she's enjoying it. Yeah. She'll remember this when she's 70. I remember it, one young man. He called me a whore and a slut and all those words.
They're closer to the same age.
Huh?
These are the ones that are closer to the same age. Now, the one he had when we came back, she's the older one.
All right. Please, Daddy. She'll still remember it when she's 70.
Oh, yeah. I mean, really.
I mean, Rose remembered that one fucking guy on the Titanic after all those years.
Oh, dude from American History X remembers that shower scene. Ugh.
Still yeah. haven't seen that.
Some things you don't forget.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, so I need to watch it. What is it? Fuck, did I go too far? Please fuck my worthless ass. Good girl. I guess she's enjoying it as much as I am. Anything for you. Anything for you. Anything for you. I'm gonna come! Iona! Oh, fuck! Fuck! Are you okay?
Yes.
Sure. What the hell was that all about? Nothing. Forget about it.
Yeah?
Are you sure you don't want to... We don't know each other that well. Maybe that's the point.
That, you know, that's always got me. Don't know each other well enough to talk about something, but
if we just
well enough
sex.
To shove a dick in your ass.
Yeah. Maybe it would be easier to talk with someone you don't know so well. You did your part. You got what you wanted. I didn't... You put your just put your fucking clothes on and leave.
Hey.
Look, I really don't know what happened here. I won't tell anyone about this. You better not. But this is probably all recorded by the app. Fuck. If you ever want someone to talk to, no offense, you won't be that person. Fair enough.
I wonder what would happen if you said no.
Well, that explains a lot. Iona? Were you... I heard everything. Well, probably everything. Shit, are you pissed at me? What? Why would you think that? I mean, I just... You did what she told you to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get out of here. I assume you know the way. You two gonna be okay? I'm gonna take a long walk and grab a stiff drink, then maybe I'll have a word with Hannah about a few things.
Yeah.
Alright. I guess I'll just be going then. Hey, Grim.
Yeah?
Unless someone brings this up specifically, this never happened and I was never here.
Uh-huh.
Same. I don't want to know anyone to know anything about what I did there. Inaudible. Huh? What was that? Given the option, you take the red pill or the blue pill? Which was which? You take the blue pill, the story ends, you believe whatever you want. You take the red pill, you learn deep, uncomfortable, and unpleasant truths. As we've talked about on this channel. Blue. Definitely the... Are you nuts? What I just did, I'm pretty sure I don't even want to remember it. You have earned 12 points.
It really all says right. something about yourself.
Now, how do I get back to college from here? Back at the dorm. All right, time to get some studying done.
I want to tell the girl, pretend like there's some candy at the bottom of it and really get in there.
All right, time for a break.
Yeah, I mean, she did a better job.
Let's check my phone. Oh, I got a few messages. Blah, blah, blah. I need a better spam filter.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this looks interesting. Daisy is going to the amusement park and wants to know if I can join her. Polly also says that she and Nora are going to the amusement park and they're horny as hell. I really should keep studying, but I could use a break. Go back to studying. Because I'm afraid you'll get a bad ending if you don't study at all. They might screw you on that. There's Daisy and there's Polly and Nora. It's Daisy. I like Daisy. 30 minutes later. Grim!
Hey.
Daisy!
Yeah.
Who's this little guy?
Having sex with anyone until they pass out is really good for your ego.
He didn't tell me. He just kept saying that he belonged with Daisy Diamond.
How'd she say I was? I damn near killed her.
I don't seem to remember ever owning a droid. Very interesting. Well, if you don't want him, I'm sure. I didn't say that. Thank you. I'm sure I'll be sure he finds a good home. Any idea what his name is? Hold on, I'll ask him. He says he doesn't remember. Oh, well, that won't do at all. A good boy like him deserves a good name. Why don't we think of one?
Come dumpster.
Bodo Bass? No. Are you a Mordecai?
No.
I don't think he likes that. What about Mordecai? Lucas?
That was a good Johnny Depp.
I have not seen that movie.
It's kind of funny.
Wait, did you hear that? I didn't. What'd he say? He said Charles. Charles is a good name, but a little stuffy. We could call him Charlie.
Yay!
There you go. What do you think? Charlie.
Yay.
Is it a good name? Reminds me of that chocolate factory. It ought to. Even better. Who's my little Charlie? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Okay, that's extremely cute. Bordering on annoying, but extremely cute.
Your eyes are getting a little cross-eyed there.
We need to get you a pet. Maybe someday. In the meantime, our baby will have to suffice.
I've seen her stroke out before.
Baby? I'm talking about Charlie here. Oh, good. You're so cute.
For a sickly girl, boy, she has a full round figure. Nice.
Yeah.
I don't think she's a day over sick.
Right. Shall we take a ride, my dear? Oh, thank you, kind sir. The view should be amazing when we reach the top.
Yeah.
Probably better from outside. I would love to see what it's like from atop this thing.
Yeah.
I guess.
Ooh.
It's a shame they locked us in here. I'd love to climb outside and feel the fresh air.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure that's why they locked the door, to keep people from doing that. Don't you want to be alive? What you're talking about sounds more like suicide. You don't get it.
It's a train song. You don't understand.
Does this have something to do with, I don't know what to call them.
I don't know.
Your fainting spells? That's not train. That's the Goo Goo Dolls.
Never mind. Close enough. Same damn thing.
That sounds actually good.
I do like that song.
Vasovagal Syncope.
Yep.
Sounds sexy when you say that, but I guess it isn't sexy at all, is it? You really want to know about that?
Yes.
I've been going to the doctor with you. I care about you. So, yeah, I'd like to know what's going on.
Boy, he's going to get himself.
Nothing important. It's just my ticker. What? They're not just ordinary fainting spells. This is a congenital condition. I was born with it. My dad had something similar, just a little heart defect.
Did you say genital?
Oh, my God, Daisy. Is there anything they can do?
No.
Not really. There's no medication for it. Surgery for my condition would be risky, and odds are it would do more harm than good. What about a transplant? Are you on a list? Sure, but there's almost no chance of that. Why not? You're young, otherwise healthy. You have a lot going for you.
It's just a simple genital condition.
I'm perfectly healthy and could be for years or even decades on low priority for the transplant list. and when things do eventually really go wrong, I'll almost certainly be dead before I could reach a hospital.
So
but there are symptoms. They must be able to do something. Now listen to me, Grim. Really listen. Sometimes things happen that can't be fixed. This is one of those things. How can you be so calm about this? Well, I've got a couple of options. I could rage and get angry, or I could calmly accept it. Maybe it's just that I've expected this ever since Dad passed. I'm sorry, I shouldn't... It didn't go well for him. He made it to the hospital. They did their best, but he's already gone. They just made it take weeks rather than seconds. I don't know how to handle this. Did they give you any idea of how long you have? You always want more information. You know, I think that's one of the reasons I love you. Could be decades, or it could be tomorrow. There's no way of knowing. Christ, I don't know what to say. My family owns a cabin in Vermont. It's filled with books. I could spend my remaining days reading quietly and having my family visit every weekend. Sounds pleasant. Is that what you want to do? Don't you get it? No, I want to live. I don't have much time left, but I want to spend it the best way that I can. But that puts everyone around me at risk. What do you mean? If I go to the cabin, then one day I'll just stop returning phone calls. They'll know they're coming to pick up my corpse. Or they'll find me dead when they come to visit. They'll always know it's a possibility.
Gonna eat if you're stuck in a cabin.
If I don't go to the cabin, then I'll never know when or where or who will be around at the time or who will find me. It's selfish if I don't go to the cabin. I'm going to leave behind trauma for some people or
can
some person or people.
Can you leave your stuffed animal? Obviously...
In that case, let me finish this. In that case, be selfish. I could be happy enough at the cabin. Is that worth it? The cabin will always be an option. But if the only reason you're going there is to have a clean death, I say live your life. What is it with you? What if we're together when that happens? Give me a second. Daisy, if I can be there for you when that happens, I want to be. You don't know what you're saying. I think I do. I haven't had as much time to think about as you have, but with my thoughts and instincts, I'll say that I want to spend as much time with you as possible. Really? Yeah. Really, really? You and me until the wheels come off. What happened? I don't know. It looks like the whole amusement park is out. So I guess we're stuck here. Looks like a transformer blew. I think I can see some sparks. The rest of the city seems to be... What? Seems like we have some time to ourselves.
Oh, that was fast.
Is this really the right time? Shouldn't we be doing something? Don't you get it? It could be hours before the power comes back on.
Or seconds.
Right here, right now, this is all we get. Do you want to just sit here waiting? I guess you're... Let's live, damn it. Fuck. Alright. Get your damn pants off. There's something I've always wanted to try.
She immediately chokes.
And
then you wait. They, like, we got the power back on, and there's a dead naked girl in the thing. Caught like that.
Yeah, it's fun. Murder. It's funny to make fun of, but they're obviously trying to.
I mean, it's good.
They're having an honest... Like, I mean... She honestly has to deal with the fact that she could literally die at any time.
But...
It's a very strong possibility.
Now he's done got himself in a fucking pickle.
Well, I mean...
now he's got, what?
Well,
one, two,
yes.
Three, four, five...
And he'll have a bunch of them.
Not... Well, I'm...
It'll
sorry.
End with a bunch of them.
Yeah,
it'll end...
Mad. She's gonna die of heartache. I mean, obviously.
It's going to
be... She has a general condition.
Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of them. There's going to be a bunch of different girls that he's with at the end, I'm pretty sure. All right.
He's with them right after they...
We'll see. At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more fetish locators. So stay tuned.